Malachi Perek Gimel, the last perek of Sefer Malachi, and the last perek of Treyasar, and the last perek of Nevi'im Rishonim, which we have been doing for 8 years, wrapping it all up with Malachi addressing the righteous people of his generation, the tzaddikim, who have been watching in the last couple of prakim, the people who intermarry, the people who violate all the laws of the Torah, the people who are bringing inferior karbanos and could care less, and economically and socially, they're all doing very, very well. And the tzaddikim are in despair. The Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. Yes, we've rebuilt the new one, but where's the way future? Where's the way forward for the Jewish people? How are we going to rise up out of the very low state that we find ourselves in? So Malachi gives them a message that is unspecific in terms of when it's going to happen. It could be the far-flung future, and we now know 3,000 years later that it is. But it is coming. Hineni sholeach malachi. Behold, I am sending my messenger. So who's the malachi? So some say this is the Navi himself, Malachi. Or that might be why he gets the name of Malachi, but it could mean a malach that has led the Jewish people through our various perambulations and wanderings that we have done, starting in the Midbar and going on. It could be the Mashiach. It could be the Mashiach ben Yosef. It could be a Navi who's going to clear the way, says the Maharikra, of obstacles as we try to move forward into our ultimate destiny and destination. Ufina derech lefanoi. He will clear a path in front of me, destroying all of the wicked people, says Rashi. Convincing people to do tshuva, clearing the road of obstacles. And there's a lot of obstacles. As I am recording this, Iran was recently shooting at Eretz Yisrael again. And all over the internet are people talking about Zios and Zio hunting as the newest phrase that they're going to use for being anti-Semitic and anti-Jewish. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises he's going to clear the way. Ufisom yavo el heichalo ha'adon asher atem mevakshim. And it's going to be sudden. It's not going to be something that necessarily happens gradually. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who you seek, is going to come to his Beis HaMikdash, El Heichalo, the Adon, the master that we are seeking. And the only true freedom for the Jewish people is to choose HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our master, which is something that modern people refuse to ever admit, the idea of mastery. But we all have masters. Whether it's our passions, whether it's our money, whether it's other countries, whether it's our boss, we all choose our master. Whether it's our addictions, whether it be to drugs or the internet or the phone or food. Everything is an addiction. I'm always a victim. Choose your master wisely. Umalach habaris asher atem chateitzim. Hinei va, Omar Hashem Tzevakos. And says, Hashem, the angel of the covenant whom you desire is coming. Could be Eliyahu HaNavi coming to lead the way for the Mashiach. Bezumi mechalkel es yom bo'o. Who can abide? Who can bear the day of his coming? So not mechalkel like feeding, but mechalkel like waiting for. Who can tolerate the day he comes? Because the problem is, we know, we say it in the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, like a tzoreif, we sing on the night of Yom Kippur that Hashem is going to refine the metal and the dross, the leftovers, the waste product is going to be wasted away and pruned off. Umi ha'omeid behira oso, who will stand when he appears? Who will be able to? And here's that image. Kihu ke'esh mitzareif. It is like fire that refines, uchevo ris mechabsim, and like soap, lye, very astringent chemicals that cleanse and remove stains. We're stained. Our hearts are stained. Our robes are stained, like Yoshua Kohen Gadol in the Haftorah, where I believe it's the Haftorah of Baal Oscha. Vigodim tzoim, you have to wash everything. You have to cleanse everything. You have to cleanse your soul. Gimel v'yoshav mitzorefu mitaher kesef. And he will sit refining the and purifying the silver, like a judge between guilty and innocent. The wicked, the tihar is B'nai Levi. A lot of Malachi has been aimed at the B'nai Levi who were doing wrong. He's going to purify the B'nai Levi. V'zikak osam kazav v'chakosef. He'll purge them like gold and silver. So they won't do what they've been doing for the first two prakim of the Sefer. V'hayu l'Hashem magishe mincha b'tzedakah. They will be offering up and offering Takadosh Baruch Hu with tzedakah, with tzidkus, with righteousness. They won't offer the blemished animals. They won't think only of themselves and not of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dalet va'arva la'Hashem minchas Yehud of Yerushalayim. And we say this every day in Shemoneh Esrei, several times a day, this pasuk. Now we see the source. And then the offerings of Yehud and Yerushalayim will be pleasant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Yisrael ha'revim ze lo ze. Collegiality, connection. Friendliness, positivity, kimei olam, as in the days of old, uchashanim kadmoni yos, and as in the earlier years, the former years. We'll go back to the good times. But the good times, the connections, days of old, kimei olam, that's Moshe Rabbeinu's time. And the days of uchashanim kadmoni yos, that's Shlomo HaMelech, the first Beis HaMikdash, when the Eish came down from heaven to consume the offerings on the Mizbeach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept everything. Rebbe says in the Sifra, brought down in the Medrash, that the days of old are the days of Noach. And the Shanim Kadmoni Yos, the truly ancient times, the days of Hevel, before idolatry was introduced to the world. And Hevel, the innocent victim, will have no more murder, no more of this terribly negative behavior that is so destructive to humanity and to our relationship with Hashem.